Everyone sit down and shut the fuck up! God damn it!
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keepin' It 99.
Welcome to Keepin' It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, in Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle. I am joined once again by my friend and yours, my friend, Rubber City Redbeard. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother? How you doing?
Dude, I am doing quite well. The weather is lovely today.
It's warmer than yesterday. It got fucking chilly last night.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it sure
chilly
did.
Chilly last night. Cold butt cheeks.
Cold
butt cheeks, cold chilly.
When I was going on the little hike last night, it was around 6 o'clock, saw an older guy, walk by me, and he goes, "I thought spring was supposed to be here." And I was like, that's a weather joke.
Yeah, I get it.
Because it's chilly.
You're from Pennsylvania? Where you from? You want to talk about the weather some more? Oh, the weather in Ohio. You wait 10 minutes. I know. I've lived here my whole life. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I find myself having those conversations all the time. All the fucking time.
Me too.
Where it's just like, you never know. Tomorrow it could snow.
It's the most common bullshit conversation, like small talk.
It's what we got here.
That's Ohio small talk is weather.
Right.
That's the go-to because you can talk for 15 minutes. Because it's like, four seasons happened yesterday.
It's like if you're in San Diego, the small talk's probably like, a lot of fake titties and sunshine.
Yeah.
We got to hang out this past week. Last week we were on the Lousy Weather Media
Show. Yeah, the main show.
Yeah, the main show.
Yeah. Lousy Weather Media main show.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Man, I had a blast. That was a fun time. Like, I've listened to the show and a lot of times, and you can tell that they're just having like a pretty good time. But actually being there, when I left, you know, I was telling my wife, she was like, "How was it?" And I was like, "That was a lot of fun. Like I had like good time."
We basically just went and hung out. It was like if we all ended up meeting up at the fucking club.
Mm-hmm.
If we were all at the same show together, that we would have been sitting at the bar talking about the same shit.
You know? Yeah.
So,
and I felt like I've known these dudes forever. Forever, even though it was the very first time we met, and you know, of course, everybody knows the red beard. He's the door guy, but when I got was like along the lines of like, I have no fucking clue who the fuck you are.
The fuck Eagle is?
Cause I don't matter. I don't matter.
So thanks guys for having us on. Hopefully, we'll do it again sometime.
Yeah.
You want to hear us?
Oh,
you
want to hear us though.
Eat disgusting jelly beans? Go listen to the episode 187.
Oh man,
of the Lousy Weather Media main show
at lousyweathermedia.com. Those things were awful. What you don't do is eat a whole handful of them.
Don't eat a handful of them. You did that.
I think I got all fish. I mean, I know there were different colors
fish
in there.
And socks, and,
but it was it was the nastiest fucking thing I had in my mouth in a long time.
Long time.
I can't remember the last thing that was in my mouth that was nastier than that. It was awful, though. I mean, that fucking that taste lingered in my mouth for... What did I eat that night to try to get rid of it? Apple pie. I ate a whole fucking cobbler.
You ate a whole cobbler to get rid of the...
The flavor.
Wow.
Yeah. This is why I gained 40 pounds.
Feeling like a big fat fuck. Big fat fuck.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Tweet is the new.
We gotta talk about it. I didn't want to talk about it when I first heard it. I wanted to avoid it because I didn't want to embarrass anybody, but it became news. Glenith and Danzig has put out a new song.
Batmanzig.
The one and the only. Yeah, he put out a new tune. And
I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I heard it.
Oh, so let's just start with what did you think about it?
The first thing I said, this isn't the final mix though, right? Yeah. Because that's what it sounds like. Like when you listen to the song, I'm like, okay, this is just the raw mix though, right? Like this is like it was leaked.
Yep.
Somebody stole it. No, he they released this, right? Like, this is his release. It sounds like ass. It sounds like it was fucking recorded in a tin can.
It's called Devil on Highway 9. And it starts off, it sounds like one of those early 1990s wrestler theme songs from WCW. Like, that's what the music quality is like, as far as, you know, the riffage and just the tone that comes with it. Like, it's very cheesy, very generic, you know, like a generic metal song with some generic metal solo, guitar solo going in. And then once Danzig hits, he starts singing, he sounds exhausted.
Well,
doesn't he say, he sounds like he needs a fucking nap.
Pedal to the metal on 1,000 miles of the blackest road you can drive. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right.
Danzig, he's beat to death. He can't, he's not yelling.
See, he didn't sound excited.
No.
So I don't know, like, you get that he sounded that way. I just get that he didn't sound enthused.
Yeah.
Wasn't very enthusiastic.
Regardless, he didn't want to be there. There's no doubt, maybe it's because Rick Rubin's not producing his shit anymore.
Somebody else should be. Whoever's doing it now is fucking up.
I'm starting to think it's just Danzig in his basement. Like, he's just like, I'll just do everything, whatever. Nobody wants to jam a Danzig anymore. Fuck it, I'll do it.
I can do it. I'm going to turn my vocals up way above everybody else.
Yeah, the mix on it sounds way bad.
The mix is garbage.
Way bad.
And I hear shit like this, and it makes me mad, because we have guys like Ric Fuller that could fucking make that album sound amazing.
Absolutely. Right?
Amazing. And then you have a guy like Danzig, who is Danzig.
Danzig.
And he's putting that shit out, like,
yeah.
Where are you finding these people, dude?
His last record that he put out with all the cover songs on it, the production was like that there, too. And I caught it, and it was the exact thing. I'm like, is there no did nobody master this?
Right.
Why is his vocals like that on the mix? Why is his execution as he sounded exhausted doing that record, too? And so it's like, why is his execution on this? Why isn't the guy just stop? Why doesn't he stop doing solo stuff and go make money with the fucking Misfits like we've recommended? He has the opportunity.
Wasn't that happening?
It was happening. They did some festivals, and now he's making this. He's back to this. Like, hey, I'm tired, and I still like the devil. He's not even anymore. Like, he doesn't have the energy to get one good, like, yeah, out of him. He's just like, meh. That's what he should call it. He should just call that song, meh.
I hated it, but I hate Danzig, so.
I
don't listen to Danzig. It's hard for me. I can't compare it to any of his old albums, because I just never got into his shit.
See, Danzig, even hardcore Danzig fans, this is what they'll tell you. Any of them. I go ahead and ask. The first four records were pretty good. Like, Danzig did his stuff, whether people like him or they hate him. What Danzig did in heavy metal and rock and roll just in general, right, is really, really neat, because he took a risk. He went from a band that was semi-popular within the Misfits. He tried Samhain, which was essentially the Misfits, and he went solo. And he changed his entire image. Like, he rebranded himself. He sounded nothing like the Misfits. It sounded more bluesy, had that Rick Rubin, like, extra kick in the fucking sound and stuff, and then Mother came out of the first record. Thank God for Mother. And on a lot of people's Mount Rushmore, Danzig is going to be on their Mount Rushmore metal. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get it.
And so for somebody with that kind of, I mean, the status that he has and the significance that he has within the music, the heavy metal music world, you would think that there would be somebody, some great musician, let's say Clutch, somebody from Clutch. They'd be like, hey, Danzig, I'm really popular now. You were somewhat of an influence on my style. You want me to help you out a little bit?
Do you want me to mix that?
Do you need some help? Do you want me to play guitar on that?
Something.
I'll do it. You're fucking Danzig, bro.
But it's just the production on it is garbage.
That's really it. The song itself isn't great.
I don't know.
Okay, but it's not the worst song.
See, you're right. I have to take you at your word, because I don't know what a good Danzig song is.
A good dancing song is something like Devil's Play. Anything off the first four records,
I don't know none of that
anything
shit.
Off that shit.
Danzig comes on, I hear his voice, and I'm like, no!
Danzig makes some sexy music.
Oh, his voice is... Ugh. Yeah. We forget who Devil Woman. Yeah. Like Elvis-y.
Yeah, every video back in the day is always him just staring at the camera. Just
doing the body roll?
And making these fuck eyes. Yeah. He's just like swaying back and forth. Then you see some chick in the like on the other side of the screen in the background, just like in some leather top. And you know, like mostly naked. Just dancing. But she's like dancing with like, you know, bat wings or some shit. She's like, like, stop trying to fuck me with your eyes. Listen to like the video Dirty Black Summer is just him. It's a black and white video. It's like him in the desert and he's just making fuck me eyes the entire fucking video. Just like Dirty Black Summer. And he goes, ooh.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, in between on the hook of the song, in between the Dirty Black Summer, he's like, ugh. You know, thrusting. He's just thrusting. Dirty Black Summer. Hey. Yeah, as far as dancing songs go, it's not the worst. It's not the worst. And it would sound a lot better with some production and also some effort, Glenn. Glenn, make some effort, buddy. Just try a little bit harder. Like, be enthused. Get excited. Like, you know, tell the producer, go, hey, today's going to be a good day. We're going to have a good day in the studio. I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to feel good if I'm not performing properly. Feel free to let me know. Don't be afraid. I know I'm Glennathan Danzig. Don't be scared, okay? It's not a problem. Between us, I'm Batman. Okay, but like, don't be scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'll just try to give you the best performance that I can give you. No, he never walks in the studio like that. Like, he totally walked in just going,
"Fuck all of you guys. Fuck all of you. Record this shit."
No, I don't even care what the lyrics are. I don't even care. I'll just say shit. How about that? Riding down the highway in the streets at night with the devil woman and the moonlight.
Devil Low Highway.
Alright, that's a wrap.
That's a song that fucking Zombie should have been on.
See, guys, the heavy metal community, guys like Rob Zombie should all get together and go, hey, we're going to help Glenn make a good record. You know why? He's the fucking guy who did...
Yeah, Rob Zombie can't even make a good record.
Well, that's true. He makes a few good songs. Huh. Makes a few. The song Pussy Liquor was a good solo Rob Zombie song. That was a good one.
I just don't like Rob Zombie. 1, 2, 3, who should kill everybody? Well, but the people that are enthusiastic about liking Rob Zombie when talking to me about music, I know have... bad taste in music.
Right.
So I kind of use it as a gauge.
Mm.
I love Rob Zombie. Oh, okay. I know how far I can throw you now.
See, Rob Zombie took the Glennathan Danzig route. He went from a band that was making spooky songs, and then he's like, I'm going to go make spooky songs, name it after me.
And just make them sound the same.
Yeah.
We'll make every song sound the same.
Ding, dun, dun, yeah. All right. Do you think he goes into the studio? Do you think Rob Zombie just goes in the studio just doing different yes?
I applaud him for being able to make all kinds of money and a career off of shitty yes.
Yeah. All right. Just like put that one whenever. Yeah. All right. Use that one whenever. Yeah. Yeah. The devil ride a dinosaur. In depressing heavy metal news this week, I hate to bring the show down, but Ivan Moody is, in fact, not leaving Five Finger Death Punch.
I read that, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa, I didn't say that. What I said was.
So yeah, what exactly happened? He was going to leave Five Finger Death Punch.
No, he was quoted saying something about that they've come as far as they can go or something like that, and he's excited about his new band Villains. What's his new band called?
Called Villain.
Villain.
Yeah.
Okay, because yeah, there already is a band called Villains.
Right.
Who are probably really pissed off about Villain, I imagine. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's awful. He's a wife-beating, drunk-ass fucking son of a bitch. Whatever.
And he's short. And he sucks. He's tiny.
Little motherfucker.
He's a short dude who sucks.
Short, tiny little motherfucker that sucks and beats women. Bam!
Villain also features Meegs from Cold Chamber.
Oh, the guitar player with the bangs. Whatever. You're fucking doing a project with a dude who fucking hits chicks. Never, not on my worst day, man. Not even when fucking that girl attacked me a couple years ago, like, and she was full on attacking me.
Right.
Did I fucking hit that chick? All I did was fucking swat her arms away every time she was trying to punch me in the face. And she fell a few times, but that was because she was drunk and swinging on me. Knees were all fucking busted up and shit. Talked to her the next day, and she couldn't remember a fucking thing. And I'm like, you did all of that. I didn't do shit. You did all of that. And then I yelled at you while you was on the ground crying. Like, you fell down on the ground crying. Why are you doing this to me? I love you. You were just trying to punch me in the face. You do not. You made out with five dudes up at the front door like 10 minutes ago, and then you was just trying to punch me in the face 10 seconds ago. How do you love me?
And some more positive stuff to talk about. Rex Brown has a solo album coming out called Smoke on This. It's coming out in July. He's released a lyric video for a song called Crossing Lines. We listened to it.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It was pleasantly surprised. I wasn't sure what to expect. Like
I thought
said,
it was going to be more along the lines of trying to sound like down. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I thought it was going to go that direction. Still heavy, and it was just really good rock and roll. Like,
yes.
Right from the rip.
Yeah.
He's doing rock.
Straight out of the 70s.
I like it. I like it a lot. I thought it was good. I want to hear the rest of the album. It made me want to listen to the rest.
Yeah.
So thanks for hooking me, Rex.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it, homie.
It's good to see him out doing stuff because he's gone on through some hard times over the course of the years.
Yep.
And which led to him like having to exit from Down, and to see him out doing something, and he seems like he's re-energized again. You can just tell in the music, like he's really fucking into what he's doing. He's playing guitar and he's singing for this.
Right.
And you can hear in the performance, like he's having fun with it. And from all accounts, from interviews that he's been having, he seems like he's on the up and up. Like he's feeling really good, positive. So it's great to see Rex out, and he's doing something that I want to hear. I actually want to hear.
What did I say? I said it sounds like good rock and roll, and he sounds like Gene Simmons.
Yes,
which isn't surprising because Pantera was known for loving Kiss.
Indeed,
and he was the bass player. Construction barrel season in Ohio again.
Is it?
Oh my god. They're everywhere as soon as you come into Akron. Boom! One lane on 76. I seen a fucking. It was a Highlander. And it was like just whipping in and out of traffic. Driving all smooth and shit. And the dude driving was like 80. I was like, holy shit. This dude can fucking drive. He was just zooming. But either way, yeah, construction barrels. And I'm sitting there. Like, I don't think people realize the sandbags that are inside of those barrels. I was like 17. It was the night before I was going to juvenile. Right? I was getting locked up in juvenile for fucking 90 days or something. So me and a buddy of mine drove down to Columbus, and we got pulled over down there, almost went to jail, and I talked my way out of going to jail because I told him I was going to jail in the morning. I was like, look, I'm already going to jail. Don't take me in. Let me have my one last night. I took our weed, though. So on the way back home from Columbus or whatever, my buddy Brian that was driving decides to peg a fucking construction barrel doing like 65 miles an hour. It halted the car I mean, it like damn near stopped it instantly. It was just like boom, and yeah, it was full of sandbags. Those things are not just plastic barrels. We found out that night. Still got back home and shit. I think we got home at like 5 a.m. I had to be up at 6 to go to jail. I was so tired when I went to jail.
Juvie. I don't like to get political, my friend. It's not a thing I like to do. But on 420, April 20th, Kid Rock, Sarah Palin, and Ted Nugent visited the White House. And they took...
three of the fucking people that don't matter.
They took...
in politics.
They took a photograph that I still can't... I look at it and get anxiety. The longer that I look at it, the more anxiety I end up getting, and I don't know why, and I just laugh at the entire situation. There's this one part of me that wanted to nitpick of, like, why are they wearing those stupid trademark hats?
I seen the pic with Ted Nugent, so I didn't see, like, the whole pic.
So you got... just the whole thing.
Kid Rock's I'm classy, but I'm country and I'm city.
Yeah, you wrote a song called Balls in Your Mouth.
And now I can't wait to get her back to my house. Set her on the knees and put my balls in her mouth. Balls in your mouth, balls in your mouth.
There's three dudes who have grabbed a hell of pussy in their lives.
Grabbing by the pussy.
And then Sarah Palin was there. And there was even a picture that Palin, Nuge, and Kid Rock took under a giant painting of Hillary Rodham Clinton. They took a photograph like under it, and like you could just tell they're just like, fuck you, bitch.
Take this bitch, look where we're standing. Where are you standing right now? Nowhere, bitch. Nowhere. You and your diapers.
I can't even say words about it. I want to get it framed, and I just want to call it America. I want to make a painting of it and have it just hanging in my living room so I can look at, go, America, 2017. What was America like in 2017? Look at this photograph, this young man. Look at this. You see Kid Rock right there? You see Donald Trump right there? That's it.
And you'll be able to find that photograph under a pile of burning rubble because our fucking country is going to be scorched.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of 5 of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass, it's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole, that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
You know, I heard that North Korea has like 7 million people in their fucking military or some shit. We have like 1.7 million in our military. I think North Korea has like 7 million people in their military. I don't know how good they are at fighting, but they have a lot of fucking people in their military. If they decide to send 7 million motherfuckers out, you're still going to have a fight,
right?
Even if they fucking, it's like getting attacked by 10 third graders at once. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how the ratio would work out.
You got a 50-50 chance of winning.
About right. Yeah. 10 to 1. We'll just give it a 10 to 1 ratio.
But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me.
Now, you're going to win this fight, but you're not going to come away unscathed. You're going to have some bite marks on your fucking knees.
Right.
You know, you're going to get punched in the balls a bunch of times. This shit is going to happen. Motherfuckers. Now, if... like, Russia joins in to help him.
I got a 66 and two-thirds chance of winning.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Are they helping him or are they attacking him with us? I know China's on our side or we're sucking China's dick. I don't know what's going on right now.
A lot of dick sucking going
on. There's a lot of just weird ass kissing going on.
It's just, yeah. It's
between these leaders. And they're like, and now, they're like, we don't want nuclear war to break out, so we need to get together and talk. Yes. Like America needs to get together and talk with North Korea. So you're going to have Trump talking to fucking Kim Jong-un.
Oh, my God.
This is going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did you see the propaganda video that North Korea made?
With them nuking a fucking a U.S. city?
Oh, yeah. What U.S. city?
I think it was L.A.
Oh, good.
Because that's the one that they can reach.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that and Texas. They can hit Texas, which is a major one. L.A., major. Those are major spots. You hit Texas, dude. Oh, God help you.
And then add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3 chance of winning.
If I was going to the Oval Office, I would be high as shit.
He's gonna write a
country. Just to be like, was you ever high in the Oval Office? I was.
Don't forget, June 6th, if you're around the Canton area, you need to come hang out with Redbeard, myself, and our friends. Our real friends. Because only our real friends will be at the Beatallica Oakley Doakley show at the Buzz Bin.
Oh, I'm so excited to see this.
I cannot wait.
So excited to see this. My dancing feet better settle down.
This is gonna be so fun.
Settle down, dancing feet. You don't dance no more.
Yeah, Burzum. It's garbage. It's garbage music. Burzum is garbage music. It's terrible. It's absolutely horrible. Anybody who likes it is a fucking poser.
That's fine. I get that, but you're wrong and I hate you.
It makes me mad to hear people be like, this shit actually slays.
Can't really call people a poser for their taste. I mean, like, you like...
Because you can't like... You don't like it. They don't like it. They don't like it for real at all. They like it ironically or in some stupid thing because they want people to think that they're on some fucking level. Like, I'm on a fucking different level of metal shit. I listened to that one dude that fucking burnt down that church and shit. So
he's a
like,
Nazi sympathizer?
Yeah, yeah. I listened to that, and I actually think it's pretty good. It's like when motherfuckers tell you, they go, you know, actually, like, Charles Manson songs that he was writing back for the Beach Boys or whatever? They're pretty good songs. Those are actually pretty good. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I mean, I heard, like, the folk stuff. It was awful.
Motherfuckers just talk, they wear Burzum shirts and they talk about Burzum like they're the fucking, it's the baddest thing and it's the one man fucking project of the guy that burnt down a church because he's a dumb motherfucker. He's a stupid piece of skinhead. He's a skinhead. And just because you say that you like that shit, I listen to that music and it's garbage. If you like it, guess what you like? You like garbage. Congratulations, garbage lover. I guess you like garbage.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
Time has gone by.
Yes.
In this week.
So what time would that make it now?
I mean, the best time of the week. That's why we're talking about because it's been an entire week. And the week has not had this time, specifically.
So you're talking about,
That has been a week! Oh, yeah. My!
It's not just... Yeah. It's not just sometimes in terror. It's not just on occasion in terror, or, like, for a few weeks in terror. We're talking about a band called Forever in terror. Always, all the time, scared shitless.
It's not momentarily in terror. Although that sounds good.
Man.
It's Forever in Terror.
Forever in
Northeastern Ohio, crushing ass band. Streetsboro, Brimfield-ish area. It's like 2003, I think they started jamming. But they got to do a bunch of touring. They were on Metal Blade Records.
Man.
Opened up for Meshuggah.
I wrestled a bear once.
They toured with I Wrestled a Bear
that
once.
Is so fucking old. They gotta be a badass band of the week. I know they're not from around here.
And they probably toured with I Wrestled a Bear once when Krista was still in the band. Because this would have been back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. She didn't leave until, you know what, 5 years? I don't want to get too
far. Oh, shit. I mean, it's been
a while now.
Yeah, at least 6-7 years now.
Oh. They're still great.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, absolutely. I listen to them all the time. Actually, that's what's in my CD player out in the car right now is some fucking I Wrestled a Bear ones. I love them. Courtney LaPlante was a great fucking replacement. But yeah, so they toured with them. I want to say they did some European shit. I can't remember if they went over and toured over that way or not. Bunch of good dudes, though. Glenn, the guitar player, he's a funny dude. does he did sound at the Outpost for a while. I don't know what the fuck he's up to now. Probably doing sound or fixing something somewhere. There one guitar player who does vocals, like when you hear the shit on the album or when you hear the song, his vocals live are solid. I mean, like that dude can pull the shit off live. He sounds really good. They were always a great live band. Chris Bianchi, the singer, I've known him forever. He's really good friends with Latman from Below the Guys.
Below the Guys. Below the Tide.
Yes. Them. Yes, Below the Tide. But yeah, awesome. he's super tight with Latman. He's also Rex Brown, Rex Brown's manager.
We were talking about Rex Brown earlier.
Yeah, Rex Brown from Pantera, who's got his shit out right now. Yeah, Chris Bianchi, the singer from Forever in Terror, he's down with the Rex Brown.
It's a good thing to be down with.
Yeah.
So this band's no longer together. You were saying their last album came out in 2013, October of 2013.
Yeah, and I want to say their last show was at the Outpost.
Oh, wow.
I'm almost positive. Almost positive. But yeah, the guys just got too busy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's just got their lives, and everybody's got shit going for them, and everybody's doing well, you know, as far as just living their lives and making money. So they just don't have time to be in a band and do that shit. So
I've listened to this band. They all deserve to live well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the music, guys.
I remember going to a garage sale, a yard sale, and go to auctions and shit like that. You know, springtime, summertime, like that's my hobby, right? Is like buying shit, finding shit, and buying it and selling it on eBay. So I fucking stopped at a yard sale one day because this lady had some road cases out there and shit. And I was like, ooh, maybe I can get some road cases cheap. That would be awesome, right?
Right.
It was the one, I don't know, I can't remember whose mom it was, but it was the one guy from Forever in Terror. It was his mom.
Oh!
She's like, yeah, I used to be in a band. Just selling some of the stuff. There's some of those CDs right there. Just, I know we used these when they were on tour. Very sweet mom.
Aw.
Yeah. So, I got some Forever in Terror CDs off her.
She, yeah.
Had to.
Yes.
I had to. I have them in my car.
I think we should play them out with some Forever in Terror, because that's how we like to do it here.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that
again, man. Like, know that these guys are every bit as good live as you hear on the disc. Like, Bianchi is one of those dudes, kind of like Bobby Clark and Sean Ast, as to where, like, if you meet them and talk to them and just have a conversation with the dudes, you would never expect that the vocals that they pull off in their bands would come from those humans in particular, because he just, Chris is such a quiet dude. Like, when you're talking to him, he's just such a quiet dude. And Bobby's the same way. He's like a shy fucking, you know, unless he gets drunk, then watch out.
Yeah, right.
But Sean, same way, you know. So it's like, but their live show fucking matches their disc all day long. So enjoy the shit.
Until then, my name is Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard.
See you next week.
Bye.
Yeah! This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.